The latest count found approximately 214 red squirrels occupying an area in the Pinaleno Mountains near Safford. That's a slight decrease from last year, but in line with the 2010 population. Tim Snow, a non-game specialist for Game and Fish, says the squirrel's population fluctuates slightly from year to year, mostly due to habitat loss from fire, insect infestations, and drought.
Small mammal populations, they bounce up and down across the board, and so we do not have, you know, anything statistically to show for it. Now, we certainly can graph it, and you can see some pockets of information. For instance, in the 90s, the numbers were somewhere around 300 squirrels, and today it's 250 to 300 squirrels, and that's after fire event, insect damage to some of the habitat. You know, we can see a little bit of reduction, but it's not statistically significant.
Now, biologists don't just hide in the trees and count squirrels scurrying around. According to Snow, the survey is conducted by visiting a random number of known middens, which are areas where red squirrels store their food, usually conifer tree cones.
So the assumption is one squirrel per midden. We go and visit all of, or a sample of all the known middens, and then get a percentage of what is active, and then that's extrapolated across the total number of middens. And so you come up with a number based on midden activity.
The Mount Graham red squirrel is a subspecies of the red squirrel and is found only in the Pinaleno Mountains, nowhere else in the world. They were thought to have gone extinct in the 1960s, but were rediscovered about 10 years later and added to the Federal Endangered Species List in 1987. Tim Snow says the conservation program is limited to monitoring the squirrel, but groups involved in conserving them are working on a pilot program to breed the rodent in captivity.
We're looking as a group with the Forest Service, the University of Arizona, and Fish and Wildlife Service at habitat modifications that might reduce fire fuel loads and just improve overall forest health. There's projects that are looking at controlling insects in that area, which contributed to drought conditions. As drought increases, insects tend to be able to stay longer. And so there's studies looking at those things as well as what we can do for the squirrels themselves.
Right now, the squirrel's range is limited to the higher elevations of the Pinaleños, and that area is designated as a refuge. The public can access the area only with a permit. The Mount Graham International Observatory is located within the refuge. Some conservationists opposed the construction of the observatory and its telescopes, saying development within the squirrel's habitat could threaten its populations. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.